I do believe that having the consistency and making sure we show up for our clients when we say we will, and making sure that we're making the calls, keeping them involved, arming them with that knowledge. And then, of course, on the back and the things that they don't see that the three of us have worked on tirelessly, it's just saying, okay, what works to give everyone the comfort that they need during a stressful transaction.
Success Partner, we're your hosts, Devin Dubuque,
David Wynn,
and we're here to talk about how to have great success in every market. Today, guys, we've got some special guests from Louisiana, and David, I'm going to let you do the honors today, brother. Who have you brought in here today?
Oh, we got an awesome team that that we're interviewing today, or actually as our guest. It's the Layla Perez team. She also brought Amanda and Denise, her buyer agents, and I'll let you introduce, take it away from there, Layla.
Thank you so much for the kind introduction. My name is Layla Perez. I'm the team lead for the Layla Perez team here out of New Orleans. We cover a really large area surrounding New Orleans and also a tiny bit of Mississippi on the Gulf Coast. And a little bit about us. We have been top team, I believe, 3 years in a row now here. And we love our market. We love what we do. I'm also bilingual. Hablo español. And I have with me Amanda and Denise. Would you like to share something about you?
Sure. As Layla mentioned, my name is Amanda. I have been with Layla for 3 years and almost. And just really excited about, you know, learning more, helping our clients out, and just growing our business as a team.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've been with Layla for about 2 years, got into real estate about 3 years ago. So, yeah.
So right about 3 years for both of you guys. And Layla, how long have you been in the industry?
So I have been in real estate for the past 8 years.
8 years in the industry. And are you from Louisiana originally?
No. I grew up in Miami, and through I was married to someone in the military, ended up here, and honestly, didn't expect to be a realtor at all. I got into it with a kind of learning mindset. It really intrigued me, and I just wanted to see how it was all done. I loved the idea of sales and working with people. In general, it speaks to me, and then I ended up falling in love with it.
Hey, so Layla, you know what? I obviously, you didn't get the memo that this is a off year. You know, a lot of real estate agents are struggling and having problems. We've seen your production number. You're killing it, lady. In fact, your entire team is killing it. So let's talk a little bit about your processes, because I know you don't get leads from your brokerage. It's all organic. It's all Layla, homegrown team, and your clientele and your customers and so forth. So our audience really wants to know how. They're struggling. How is Layla Perez killing it in a down market whenever you're supposed to be struggling, but you're not? You're having some of the best years.
Well, to be honest, we're all facing challenges. I think that it would be a little arrogant to pretend that we haven't seen a change in overall production and how buyers are approaching the, you know, change in interest rates and things like that and dealing with new inflation. However, like you said, our processes are super important to us. I do believe that having the consistency and making sure we show up for our clients when we say we will, and making sure that we're making the calls, keeping them involved, arming them with that knowledge. And then, of course, on the back and the things that they don't see that the three of us have worked on tirelessly, it's just saying, okay, what works to give everyone the comfort that they need during a stressful transaction? What makes them feel like they do have control when a lot of times we don't have control over what happens in real estate. As you guys know, you know, there's too many people involved. And so we try to take a lot of that off of their plate and, you know, just making sure that we are partnering with lenders who are wise and know what they're doing and they're staying up to date so that we can best assist them.
Absolutely.
I think one of the things that sets us apart, though, is that we educate. So mm-hmm. yeah. we always try to provide a consultation for our clients to give them an idea of the entire process from beginning to end, ask them questions, hear their concerns, get to know them, build those relationships, and they already know what to expect. And so I think education is big. There's a lot of misconceptions in real estate.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of misinformation out there. Good old Google, there's all kinds of information. And so I think education is a really big part of what we do. And I think that that helps us to build the relationships that we do with our clients.
Well, I think you touched on something really important there. Education is super important when it comes to, finding the right realtor partners, right? Because at the end of the day, there is a lot of bad, false information out there. You mentioned Google. I think TikTok is another form of that, right? You've got a lot of people that think they're super educated in this market and really have no idea. They don't have the licensure. They haven't had decades in this industry, to learn how to be an expert. And there's a lot of bad advice being given out there, right? So, when you get a great team, who's going to sit down and educate that consumer with your years of experience, right, in this marketplace, you're guiding your people into the transaction. You're making sure you're pairing them up with the right partners so that they can have a successful transaction. I think the education is one of the most important parts about real estate. And when you're working with great partners like your team, at the end of the day, you're going to find that education process. Let's talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about the team structure. So how do you guys break down your business model? We've got three people here. What's everybody responsible for on the team? How do you guys work that process out?
Everything. We all do everything. It started out as, I got really into the listing side of it, and I really love working with my sellers. Of course, I still have buyers that I work with, but really I wanted them to be really excellent buyer's agents. And they have shown time and time again that they are beyond knowledgeable. I mean, these ladies have more knowledge than agents that have 30 years in the business. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any means. I'm just saying they're in it. They're learning. They're taking extra classes.
Yeah.
We feed off of each other too. So we gain more experience from working together. And so because of that, we have shifted this year to say, there's no such thing as a buyer's agent anymore. I want you girls to take on listings, and they are killing it. They are working with Denise here, works with a lot of investors. She's super investor savvy. She's going to be like your numbers, like you need a breakdown. She loves that. That's what she thrives on. And
love that.
Good at educating them too, which, you're an investor yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then, Amanda does a lot of her clients are military clients as well. And so that's something that she really prides herself on as well. So really it's become, I have more of like a mentorship role, but I feel that we have grown so much to the point that they can mentor at this point, and we will likely be taking on more team members.
Well, and you said something about, they've got more experience than agents that have decades of experience. And let's talk about that. Of course they do. We've seen how many transactions you guys have done. And let's talk about that. Experience doesn't just mean how many years you've been in the industry. It's how many transactions have you processed, right? And your team does a lot of transactions. I think I heard her say number one team in New Orleans. Is that right?
In our brokerage. I don't know that we've ran between our whole area. We haven't really done that. I know that we do pretty well. We rank pretty well, but I don't think we've ever...
You do very well. You're being modest.
we'll let the audience know you're doing very well.
Yeah.
The goal is to always be better than you were last year. We're not looking at the size. We're not looking at anyone else. We're looking as to how we can improve. Obviously, production goes without say, but we want to be better. And if that's one of the things, like Amanda just got her license in Mississippi this year.
That's awesome.
We want to keep learning and just being better. And I think the rest just comes naturally if that's what you're working on.
That's awesome. Well, I know a little bit of your secret sauce. A lot of our audience don't know this, but I think you told me, 50% of your clientele is Hispanic?
I don't know that it's 50%. I do. So because I'm the only Spanish speaking, and there is a limited amount of Spanish speaking realtors and lenders, I do end up with a really great following of Spanish-speaking clients, and you know, they refer me a lot of business, and they are one of my, I guess,
my niche.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's become that way, and you know, because when you do well with a certain clientele, they want to tell their friends and their family, and so that's really what I started.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people don't realize this, but and this is a current statistic, 53% of home buyers today are Hispanic, of Hispanic descent, right? So you talk about, you know, having that ability to be one of the only bilingual agents in the New Orleans marketplace. That's definitely going to come in very handy because that's what the majority of buyers are today, right? And I said it, the majority of home buyers today are Hispanic descent, right? So having that capability is super important. In fact, we've embraced it on our team as well because we make sure that we have people that can speak multiple languages, and we do have several Hispanic speaking loan originators and processing assistants and pre-approval specialists on the team, because we know that that's a demand in this industry. So I think that's it's definitely a slight secret weapon for you, but I think the secret weapon is Denise and Amanda here too, right? You know, because I can tell, Leila, you know what you're doing, but they know what they're doing too. And as a result of that, you guys are doing some crazy stuff. So Denise, she touched on investments, and you said you're an investor as well. Talk about that a little bit. So do you put a lot of focus on the investor side of the business?
Investments, it's a different creature and the same kind of transaction at the same time. You're just coming at it from a different angle. For investors, they're looking at something that's going to give them a return fairly immediately, whereas someone who is buying, you know, just single real estate for themselves and their family, they're going to be in that home a little bit longer. So you're looking at the numbers a little bit differently. And you're just, you're looking at what is going to be long-term beneficial versus short-term beneficial, and focusing on what their needs are, whether they're going to invest in that building for a couple of years, if they're looking to keep something long-term, whether it's a multiple unit property, like a double or fourplex or even apartment building, or if it's going to be single family. So it's breaking down the numbers, the same numbers that you get, but slightly differently with a little bit of a different angle.
That's right. That's right. And Amanda, what is your superpower, so to speak, in the industry?
I am very powerful. <I'm old. laughs>
I love it. I love it.
No,
so modest.
No. So I guess I started this journey as Layla's assistant. She was my realtor, actually. And so I knew the back end of everything really well. So I was already reading contracts and working with files and kind of, so I guess I learned everything backwards, right? So I started in the paperwork, you know, before I actually got licensed. And so being a military spouse, that's kind of where my passion lies. I know what it's like, you know, after 20 years of moving and, you know, the unknowns and just trying to like fit the mold of the community and find your place. That's important to me. And I think that being on this team, we all have that same value, and we do a lot of community work, whether we're hosting our own events or sponsoring somebody else's event, like we're always getting involved. And I think that's really great. Helpful with my clients. And like I said, I do a lot of military relocation because those are people that are also not from here. And so we're providing a place for them to feel at home. Like we're trying to be their village, create their village, give them support system and make them feel, you know, good about being here, right? And happy in their temporary situation. So,
well, and you've both experienced that, right? You both are, you said you're both, you know, come from the military background. And as a result of that, you guys found yourself landing in the New Orleans, Louisiana marketplace. And, you know, as a result of that, you had to find your own way around. It sounds like Layla may have led you to a couple of homes during that journey. But, you know, as a result of that, you have that experience to be able to say, hey, I was the new girl in town at one point in time, and I know the ins and outs of this marketplace. And you know, if you can put your trust in me, I'll make sure that I put you in the right home. So that's definitely a bit of a superpower that you have. And Layla, I think I know one of your superpowers, and that's finding amazing talent. Because obviously, you know, that's what you've done here with the team that you've built. You know, three very powerful resourceful agents. So you guys are doing some great stuff. Layla, but what would you say your real estate superpower is, right?
Honestly, my real estate superpower is to be able to make connections. And that's in a lot of different ways. Like Amanda was saying, you know, we provide kind of, for people who are relocating here, we're able to, you know, get them in touch with the right people to get settled and stuff like that, which is what most realtors do, I think. But we do go the extra mile. And I think the way that when I talk about connections, I also mean like how I connect with my clients, how I'm able to make sure that I fully understand what they want and not what I think they want, and just being able to listen and just guide them throughout the process. And honestly, I think one of the things that I offer is that I just don't quit. And there is, if we haven't found a house and we're not done and we have to figure something out, if we haven't sold a house and there's something we left untouched, or you know, so that's one of the things that I think I get very dedicated, motivated, whatever you want to say. But I get hyper-focused on what the task is, and I want to make sure that I see it through. If I gave you my word, it's good. It's going to happen. I think that's my superpower and what I'm able.
You're committed to the process. Right. You're committed to the customer. You're committed to making sure that their experience doesn't end unless they're led to a home.
Well, and I'll share this with you, Devin. A lot of people don't know this, but I called Layla the other day, and they're building a house for Habitat for Humanity, and they've been there all day long, her and her entire team.
That's awesome.
I call another day, and they're doing another function. So not only are they living in the community.
They're involved in the
community.
They
work in the community. Yeah. They're involved in the community. They care about what's going on in the community because of their contribution. They do a lot of stuff outside of the real estate world, giving back to the community. And caring, I think, is a big part of that, which is big. You don't have to,
passion.
Yeah, you don't have to do those things. But obviously, you do them for your community. And that says that you have a big heart, which obviously it shows. And I'm sure your customer sees that as soon as they connect with
you. Well, we don't want to complain about where we live. We want to enjoy where we live. And if, you know, we see a problem, we say, okay, then there's something we can do, even if it's small, you know. And a lot of times we do take on a lot, and Amanda does a lot of our planning for it. So we try to take on as much as we can to say, you know what, not only are we working this area, but we are part of this area. We are leaders in our own way.
Yeah.
And so why not show up? Why not show our kids and our neighbors that we can be there for them as well, you know?
Yeah, you're not in it just for a paycheck. The money always comes, but when you've got a big heart and you're doing it for the right reasons, that's where the true success is, because you're creating success for yourselves, you're creating success for your families, you're creating success for the families that you serve, but you're creating success for the community that you support. And man, that just speaks volumes as to your character. And it's no wonder you guys are having great success. In fact, I'm honored to be able to sit down here and have this conversation with you guys, because, you know, what we found is that when we're talking to great agents, you know, the ones that are out there that are doing things for all the right reason, there's always stories behind it. But more importantly, it's almost always from the heart. It's from the heart. It's from the passion. And, you know, and that's a special thing. It's a special thing. It's special to meet people like you and your team, because you guys are really doing some amazing stuff, right? So since we're talking about the superpowers, we've got one more. Denise, what is your real estate superpower? What would you say is the unique feature you bring to this industry?
I'm client-oriented, client-focused, and I bring a lot of problem-solving into it. So if I can't get the result that I need for my client, like this way, I'm going to explore B and C. I will go through the entire alphabet if I have to.
Every article. She will look at every article. She has way more patience worth that.
She's the technician.
I guess so. Yeah. No, I go through and I make sure I've exhausted all avenues to get the problem solved. I believe, you know, any problem can be solved given time and effort if you're willing to put that time and effort in. So, yeah.
It's killer. You see that chemistry, man? I mean, they're so well balanced. It's each one of them has such a unique trait. And that's truthfully, you know, it's why you guys work so well together as a team. You know, each one of you has a very significant part, but you all do the same stuff. But you also know, hey, when I need somebody who specializes here, I can lean over here on Amanda, or I can lean over here on Denise, or Layla's got this thing under control, right? You guys really have a great way of communicating with one another. I can see it, you know, just the way that you honor each other when you communicate about each other too.
Believe it or not, we do actually like each other. It's
crazy. That's not well. No,
I hope so, because I hate this guy.
So in 2023,
we're together all the time, and so like I feel like that keeps us like. Okay, this is how, you know, this is how Denise would handle it. This is how Amanda would handle it. So, like, we're able to kind of, like, I don't know. It feels like that alone is its own superpower, that we're able to go, oh, what would someone do?
It is.
You know what I mean?
And people that aren't in real estate don't realize, even though we're in the office together all day, it doesn't stop 9 to 5. I'm sure you're talking to them all the way to midnight, 7 days a week. Texting at 8 o'clock at night. Yeah, people don't get it unless you're in real estate. So real estate doesn't sleep. It just doesn't sleep. I tell people all the time, everybody thinks that all of us in real estate have all the freedom in the world. We pick our hours, but we work. We're constantly connected.
Well, the good ones work, right? Yeah. The good ones work. You know, we know what it takes to get the job done, and it's not a 9 to 5 job, and it never will be, and that's okay. We signed up for it. I also got to preface, I love you, David, actually. He's one of my best friends, and and we do talk all the time, actually. You know, even inside and outside of the business, we're on the phone with each other in the morning, and then, you know, a lot of the time, 7, 8 o'clock at that night, we're ending our day, you know, with a deep conversation about what we want to do with our business next. So that's the same chemistry that I see there with you and your partners here, you know, on your team, Layla. And that's what makes it work, you know, is the fact that you guys are all connected in that way. And I don't think you'd want to do this without the support of each other.
No,
right?
I think it propels us. And especially you talked about in the beginning, and like times of hardship where the market's a little shaky, this is when we pick each other back up and we go, hey, listen, this is an opportunity. Don't let yourself fall down. I'll pick you up, because I've been a solo agent. You know, I've done this on my own, and it is challenging. Not saying, you know, it's doable, but sometimes you get in your own head, and if you don't have the systems and you don't have the support and you don't have, you know, all that together, it makes you better. I really do believe that.
We call ourselves our accountability partners. And, you know, our slogan here at our office is, we're better together. We like to link arms because we know we're better together. We can do more together. We can provide a better process together. We can create great success together. And that's what it's all about. When you find the right people and you guys speak the same language, right? You know, that's when amazing things happen. Sorry, brother. I saw you were going to say something.
No. I you know, what I want to know is, we're ending 2023. Is it November? It is November. Thanksgiving is just around the corner.
It is.
You know, 2023 is coming to a year. 2024 is just around the corner. You know, what's the plan for the Layla Perez team in 2024?
Yeah, you said you were going to grow. I was about to ask the same question, man.
What's the
future look like?
The future does look like growth. It does look like we are likely going to take on probably maximum 3 more people, but we are very selective. Not everyone falls into the systems that we've set in place. Like, we do weekly team meetings. We read together. We do personality tests together to see how we can like do better and use our talents better. So not everyone is in that mindset. We're one of the few people that come into the office every day. And I do think that whoever wants to come on board has to be serious. We will not take anyone on that wants to do this part time. And they have to follow the systems. I mean, we have made it to a point where anyone coming to join us will be successful. We know this. But they have to follow the systems put in place. And so if you're not part of the culture that we have developed, I mean, it's just not going to work. And so we have had other team members, and once we notice that that's not really working out, you know, we're not going to keep them around, because we want to feed off of each other in the best way possible.
Well, you know, we have a saying here. We look for like-minded and like-hearted individuals to link arms and do this together. Because if you're going to spend that much time with them, you better like each other.
Well, I think she hit the nail on the head with the hammer, too, as far as you've got a vision of who you want to be as a team. You have a vision as to where you want to go. You know who you are. And at the end of the day, if the individuals that you're looking at bringing on don't follow that same vision, you can't have them on the team because they're going to stunt your growth. There's a great book out there called Traction, and you may or may not have read it. And if you haven't, you might want to check it out. But what it talks about is a lot of businesses try to grow too fast. And as a result, they end up hiring the wrong people. And the biggest part of it is a lot of those people, they don't actually believe or even understand the vision of the person that's leading the team, right? I can tell you have a vision. You know where you're trying to take it, and you're doing it the right way. So even though you haven't read the book, you're following what it says, which is make sure that when you're bringing people in, they have a clear understanding of your processes and what you want to achieve and where you plan to go. Make sure they believe in those things and that they want them just as badly as you do, right? It also talks about, you know, don't bring on people that are at a 7 or below, right? A lot of people build their business and they go, well, yeah, you keep a 7. You don't keep a 7. Why do you not keep a 7? Because a 7 is not going to hold up to the way that you want your business model to be. You need to hire 8s, 9s, and 10s because those are the people that are going to take the tasks that you deliver them. And not only are they going to achieve those tasks, but they're going to bring you other things and go, well, I also did this, 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 and this, right? And that's what it takes to build a successful organization. I can tell that's what you got going on over here. You may give a task, Layla, but I know Amanda and Denise are over here going, well, I did that, but I also did this, and I did this, and I did this. And you go, that's it. That's what you guys are doing. So amazing stuff. And that's, again, just another reason why you have such great success. You got a team full of unicorns, right? You know, because ultimately you guys are out there, you're special, you're the kind of people that people look for, and it's so hard to find. And that's why I love that you came on the show, because we can showcase that. We can talk about why you're having great success. And part of that is because the standard that you set for the people that work for your team, you know what kind of experience that client's going to get on the other end, right? Because you created that. You made sure of it. You made sure of it when you developed the team. So great stuff. Well, we're going to ask you one more question, and that's, what should we have asked you guys today that we did not?
You're not asking me my sign. honestly, I think we covered a lot of who we are, but again, we just do want to mention that, you know, for other agents who really want to be part of their community, there is no lack of options when it comes to community involvement. You mentioned Habitat for Humanity. They build all year long and they need help. And so we have an opportunity with the flexibility of our work. And when we have slow weeks, we can just do things for others. That's something I'm very passionate about, obviously. Would you ladies care to add anything?
One of the things that Layla mentioned when she was talking about her superpower was connecting, right? So she listens to her clients, she connects with them. And something that I just wanted to hit on was that she's also very good at and taught me to connect other people with their needs, right? So we do a lot of networking. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to connect our clients with bankers and house cleaners and whatever it is. It just doesn't have to do with real estate or their home, but we're able to make these, you know, hairdressers, like whatever it is, we're able to connect because we've made connections and we've created relationships and people that we know and trust, and we're able to share that with our clients who, whether they are or they are not from here, we're able to just kind of instill that and get the right people connected to one another.
That's right.
And so I think that helps build community.
It's not just about getting them into the house. You're creating a relationship, and then you're identifying other places that you can actually help them within their what they do in their day-to-day lives as well. Yeah, that's huge. That's fantastic. As much as we'd love to have you here all day, we know that these three superheroes got to get it back out there and keep saving the world. Home at a time, right? But if the people out there want to find your team, Layla, and we know that they do, how do they get in touch with you guys? What's the best way to find you guys?
We're everywhere. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Just look for Layla Perez Team. And our website is laylaferenstein.com. There's plenty of information there. We also provide a lot of resources for our local people as much as we can to make it as easy, simple as possible. But we are always on Facebook and Instagram. I think those are our two preferred methods of contact.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you're making it too easy. That's simple to find. We'll make sure that we put that down there in the comments in YouTube and on the social channels when we put this one out because we want more people to find you. You've already got a ton of people you're doing business with, but if we can help get some more people connected with you and your team, we would love to do that because you guys are doing great things. You're helping out the communities, right? And you're leading people, you know, to future financial successes with the homes that you're selling them. So thank you all so much for being on the show. David, anything you'd like to say today before we wrap this one up?
Well, I know this. If you're looking for a home, investment property, or whatever you need from New Orleans to Slidell, I would call the Leyla Perez team. They have it buttoned up, they have it down, and they really care about their clients. So if you're looking in these areas, call the Leyla Perez team.
Well, and it sounds like, too, if you're looking for you know, a team to represent and you've got the right mindset and you're willing to put in the work, looks like you might have an opportunity to build a home here with the Leyla Perez team as well because they are looking to hire the right people. So, you know, hopefully we can help you all with some connections there. Well, we're your real estate success partners. I'm Devin Abue.
I'm David Wynn.
And if you want to find us, you can check us out at realestatesuccesspartner.com. Again, that's realestatesuccesspartner.com. We also put these over on YouTube at the Dubuque team. Again, the Dubuque team. And most likely, if you're watching this, you're already there. However, if you're on the podcast channels, we're on pretty much all of them, iTunes, iHeart Radio, Spotify. But if you want to come over and see the video, again, come check us out at the Dubuque team. Make some comments. We love those 5-star reviews. We absolutely appreciate the subscribes. And if you'd love to be on the guest on the show, put it in the comments. We'll reach out. We'd love to connect with more people. So until the next one, we'll see you then.
Bye, guys.